it's fun to lose and to pretend she's overboard. Myself for sure, I know a dirty word. Hello. With the lights out, it's less dangerous. Here we are now, entertain us. I feel stupid and contagious. Here we are now, entertain us. A mulatto, an albino, a mosquito, my libido. Yeah. I'm worse at what I do best, and for this gift I feel blessed. A little room has always been and always will. Street of the sorrows and children of the wood, hounded, shredding all veils, unwinding all sheets of the dead world, droning, overturning tables, laden with silver sacrificial birds, beating goatskin drums, advancing with hands outstretched, when we keep filling them with mercury, nitrate, asbestos, baby bombs blasting blue, scavengers picking through the ashes, children of the mills, children of the junkyards, sleepy, illiterate, fuzzy little rats, haunted, paint sniffing, stoned out of their shaved heads, forgotten, foraging, mystical children, foul mouth, glassy eyed, hallucinating.
That's Patti Smith. I don't think it's over, though. It's not over. So I found a fun fact about that song, which was written by Kurt Cobain of the band Nirvana. That's Patti Smith covering it. Smells Like Teen Spirit. I heard this from another DJ on the radio who said that apparently that song was written, the title of the song was after an old girlfriend of Kurt Cobain's. They were hanging out in his room, and she looks at him and says, "You smell like Teen Spirit," which was a deodorant in the 90s for teenage girls. So she said he smelled like teenage girl deodorant. And so he wrote a song with that title. Apparently, that's according to them. Anyway, we'll move on to some beautiful Russian guitar music. This is two guitars, Russian gypsy music. Although, I guess we're really not supposed to be using the word gypsy anymore. There's different types of roaming people. The Roma being one of them. Hungarian and Romanian. Well, here we go. Two guitars.
Con esta salsa de mi tumbao. cualquiera se vuelve loco. Tiene saoco y tiene melao y tiene de todo un poco. Decídete ya y ven a gozar con el sabor de con el sabor de mi ritmo. Con el sabor de mi ritmo, ven a bailar.
Ven pa' acá, ven a gozar con mi ritmo. Ven pa' acá,
ven pa' acá, ven pa' acá, ven pa' acá, ven pa' acá, ven pa' acá, ven pa' acá, ven pa' acá, ven pa' acá, a gozar con mi ritmo sabroso.
Sabroso, mi rumba buena. Ven pa' acá.
matter what. The U.S.-Israel relationship is unlike any other relationship the U.S. has. Israel is by far the biggest recipient of U.S. foreign aid in the world. Despite constituting about 0.01% of the world population, they've received 30% of all U.S. foreign aid since World War II. They get about $4 billion every year and have received almost $300 billion since 1945 when you adjust for inflation, which is enough money to end world hunger. But what's more shocking is that this support is unconditional. It goes through every year, basically unanimously. Even right now, when we see Israel committing atrocity after atrocity and the entire world condemning the massacre of Gaza, the U.S. government is actually trying to send more money to Israel. The U.S. ruling class also gives unconditional diplomatic cover for Israel. Despite repeated attempts by the international community to prosecute Israel for its violations of international law, they can't. Why? Because the United States always comes in to protect Israel. For example, during Israel's 2014 massacre of Gaza, the United Nations Human Rights Council voted on a resolution to denounce Israel's massacre. Of the 38 countries on the council, the United States was the only country to vote no. The U.S. is almost always one of a handful of countries that votes against UN resolutions condemning Israel, while the rest of the world overwhelmingly votes the other way. So why does the U.S. do this? Well, the crux of it is that the U.S. is an empire. It has over 1,000 military bases littered all around the world, military units that can invade any corner of the globe in a matter of hours. Its goal, like every other empire in history, is to control the world's resources and markets and force its will on the entire world. The Middle East is especially important to any empire because that's where so much oil and global trade passes through. Israel is essentially America's attack dog in the Middle East. Any job that the U.S. can't do, or would look too imperialistic to do, Israel carries out on its behalf. Israel has played a crucial role in attacking and destabilizing independent Arab governments determined to defy U.S. dictates. In 1967, Israel attacked two such governments in Syria and Egypt in a surprise invasion. Israel's narrative has always been that they launched a preemptive strike to prevent an impending Arab genocide of Jews, but in reality, Israel just wanted to take Arab land. Matthew Peled, one of Israel's commanders in the Six-Day War, told the Israeli newspaper Haaretz, "The thesis that the danger of genocide was hanging over us in June 1967 and that Israel was fighting for its physical existence is only a bluff, which was born and developed after the war." This invasion was crucial at a time when 550,000 American troops were bogged down in Vietnam fighting the spread of socialism there. The Library of Congress study of the Israeli war recounted, quote, "The traumatic defeat of the Syrians and Egyptians in the June 1967 war with Israel discredited the radical socialist regimes of Nasser's Egypt and Ba'athist Syria. The defeat strengthened the hands of the moderates and the rightists." In 1981, Israel bombed an Iraqi nuclear power plant with U.S. approval at a time when the U.S. was publicly supporting Iraq in the Iran-Iraq war. Secretly, the U.S. wanted both governments to destroy each other, but couldn't be seen as playing such an intentionally destabilizing role. In 1982, Israel invaded Lebanon with the full support and funding from the United States in an attempt to crush the Palestinian resistance there and appoint an ultra-right-wing Lebanese phalangist as president. The U.S. would end up sending Marines in to aid this effort, only to be defeated by the Lebanese resistance forces. Israel also has a long history of doing the empire's bidding outside of the Middle East. Israel continued to arm and support apartheid South Africa, even after it became too unpopular for the U.S. to do so. Israel even built an electrified fence around Namibia, then a South African colony, to protect it from neighboring Angolan liberation forces. Israeli police helped train torturers in the U.S.-backed Pinochet dictatorship in Chile. They trained the right-wing Guatemalan army that was committing genocide against indigenous people. Israel has also been a loyal partner in the U.S. war on terror. The Islamophobic hysteria following 9/11 gave the U.S. an excuse to attack any country that stood against its interest in the region, especially Iran. While the U.S. has been careful not to directly strike Iran, Israel has served a very useful purpose by continuing to bully and harass Iran, assassinating its nuclear scientists, seizing Iranian ships, and providing intelligence on Iran through massive spy networks. Israel also routinely bombs Syria, a country the U.S. attempted to topple in 2011. Just by being there, Israel gives the U.S. a constant excuse to intervene in the region under the guise of protecting Israel. As Joe Biden once put it,
"Were there not an Israel, the United States of America would have to invent an Israel to protect her interest in the region."
Israel is so central to the function of the empire that any kind of willing departure from Israel by the U.S. ruling class is basically out of the question. While many people understandably feel pessimistic, Israel is so central to the function of the empire that any kind of willing departure from Israel, once put it,
were there not an Israel, the United States of America would have to invent an Israel to protect her interest in the region.
Israel is so central to the function of the empire that any kind of willing departure from Israel by the U.S. ruling class is basically out of the question. While many people understandably feel pessimistic about liberating Palestine, while Israel is supported by such a tremendous superpower, consider this. Public support for Israel has rapidly declined in the U.S. in the last few years. Americans are starting to see what their tax dollars are paying for, and they're standing up and saying, not in our name. There's a growing divide between the politicians who staunchly support Israel and their constituents who see Israel for what it is. If this divide continues to grow, it could fundamentally break people's confidence in these politicians and lead to a larger breakdown in the legitimacy of the political system. And the same could be said about any anti-imperialist struggle. Whether it's the struggle to end the murderous and archaic blockade on Cuba, the struggle to end the murderous and archaic sanctions regimes against Venezuela, Iran, or Korea, or the struggle to end the siege on Gaza. The entire world is fed up with U.S. hegemony and world policing. If these movements link arms and see themselves as one common struggle, no force on earth can stop them.
This news is funded by...
imagine there's no heaven. See if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all.
Unstoppable, I'm a Persia with no brakes. I'm invincible, yeah, I will never sink. line between my breasts and mine. I don't want no war going down tonight.
Stop this war. Stop this war. Civilization, I call it empathy. I call this pussy, you know, I still cannot believe it. Our evolution now is on the way of aid.
Folks, we gotta head out. Thanks for listening to the Monday Afternoon Show. Kieran signing off with you, and thanks to John Lennon, Sinead O'Connor, Sia, Sia, Chico Alvarez, and Breakthrough News for that last set. Here's Operationalizing with Unity.
With another unity song, ain't nothing wrong. With another unity song, ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong. With a unity song. Stop this. Stop this. Unity, evolution gotta come right. Unity, as one, stand together. Unity, evolution gotta come. Unity, as one, stand together. Unity, evolution gotta come. Unity, as one, stand together. Unity, evolution gotta come.
He said it's not a song, it's a way of life. It's a forever thing, it's a message. He said you can say that water is life. You can sing it again and again, but will they listen? Are we gonna stand by these words? Are we gonna find a way to change the way we're living, Mother Earth? She feels everything. Like the moon, like the body of a woman, she is changing. Can we return to the times when water was alive? When we prayed at her edge and gave thanks for this life? When the water fell from the sky and we drank from her bosom? When the water fell from our eyes and the water fell from our womb? When it rose up to the surface and we knew every spring, no fear of competition, just a relative to a phase. We are people of the sun, we are people of the water. We will celebrate our sons, we will celebrate our daughters. Give them ceremony so when the drought comes they'll be ready. Will the next war be for water? All our solutions are part of the problem. Can't win war with war. There is more than one creation story. Worlds have died and worlds have been reborn before. When you touch the water, you touch the world. From Taos peaks to Gulf streams, the memories they hold. We sell her by the acre foot and treat her as our captive. The rivers are undrinkable while the aquifer's extracted. Our food will need water to grow, but do you have to take it all? We try to hold her and control her as we watch our empire fall.
said it's not a song, it's a way of life, it's a forever thing, it's a message. He said you can say that water is life, you can sing it again and again, but can you live it?
Watching, hoping, praying that this time it becomes pollen, as done by their grandmothers, grandfathers, long ago, when they spoke with animals, their smoke still floating, touching the morning prayers. Grandfathers, grandmothers, sons and daughters, me, us, the mountains and animals, covered with the morning pollen.
What if you could do SEO smarter and faster? With Wix, you can edit your meta tags.
There is electromagnetic energy in that pyramid between 200.
Oh, my creator, helper of my soul, walk with me on this road, 'cause I can't do it on my own. No, I can't do this alone. These days I walk with an aching in my soul. With you, all I know is all I have to do is ask, and you'll show me the path. Yeah, all I have to do is ask, and you'll show me. Field, I can feel the wind. Help me see me through your eyes, so my broken wings can fly. Help me see me through your eyes, so my wings can fly.
You see, burn boy.
Right in the wind, I'm on, facing the storm. Oh, I'ma make it home.
You help me follow the path. Remember the truth, calling us back. All I've been through to be ready for that. All I've been through to be right where I'm at. Living the proof, pick up these pieces. I'm broken and bruised. With infinite reasons, I'm grateful for you. Giving this life and each breath is anew.
Finally, I see through the dark at night. Follow your light. I see myself through your eyes. Finally, I see I can change my life. Change my life. Finally, I see myself through your eyes.
My heart is amazed, but I know that I never walk alone. I know that I'm gonna find my way. The truth that eats me whole. But with your grace, I know I can face it. 'Cause you don't let me go. You only love me more. Now you don't let me go. You only love me more. When I am in the storm, you are my anchor. So bring.
Yeah.
see I can change my life. Finally I see myself through your eyes.
Shoulders made it hard to spread my wings, but I knew I could do it, knew I could push through it, could do anything if I put my mind to it. Native youth had it hard as children growing up, but with prayers in our hearts I knew we could overcome.
Got a thousand ancestors behind me, we marching on, yes, here come the army. Got a thousand ancestors behind me, we marching on, yes, here come the army, here come the army, here come the army.
When I turned 13, the world shattered my dreams. All I had left was a bunch of broken pieces. So many years hiding in the dark, almost drowned, but I never gave up. Creator heard my prayers in the depth of my despair. Yeah, it took a couple tries, but I stood back up. Put down the liquor, put down the drugs. I've been sober 9 years, somehow we overcome.
Got a thousand ancestors behind me, we marching on, yes, here come the army. Got a thousand ancestors behind me, we marching on, yes, here come the army. Here come the army, here come the army.
She would answer, but she came through clutch at the time when I needed her. Now I'm flying highest, I'm a believer. That's what got me through, that's what got me through. Your love is what got me through, that's what got me through to you. Creator, creator to you.
My favorite thing about the Metcon 9 is that they're stable and I feel locked in. My mobility feels great and they're very comfortable. So yeah, it's just a great shoe overall. It's a win-win.
Indigenous people, shine your light, we are equal. I remember the days when our prayers were illegal. I remember the days when being Indian was lethal. Yeah, we had a rough past, but get ready for the sequel. Get ready for the glorious comeback of our people. Oh, yeah. Rise up, all you warriors of love, all you answers to the prayers of our ancestors from above. I can feel it in my heart. Can you feel it in your blood? I can hear the seventh fire calling us to wake up, wake
all up. All nations rise. Rise up, cause now's your time. We don't have to hide anymore, cause now's the time. All nations rise, rise up, cause now's your time.